This is a challenge.
What is a challenge? Fitting things around your head?
My life in general.
Well, I don't want to say it, but you said it.
No Fair arguments. Enough. Science.
All right, here's that time.
Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And we're back! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Topper Sports League Podcast, brought to you directly live from toppersports.com. This week we have some amazing guests in studio. Ferger, Drunk Mag, Guy in the Corner, and the Kellers.
Guy in the Corner. I feel like the most honorable prophet, Dave Walter, pretty much, he deserves more than Guy in the Corner, but I think Jim's mad that you were not here at 7 o'clock.
Do I, though? Do I really?
I think it's fair. I think you're a celebrity in terms of this league, so that makes sense.
Fair.
Well, welcome everybody to the TSL Podcast. I would say we are Western New York's number one social co-ed football podcast. You can always follow us on Twitter at Topper Sports LLC. You can like us on Facebook at Topper Sports LLC. You can do all that fun stuff and hear all the dumb shit we talk about. This is the podcast. It is another fun week of football. It went by. There was a little bit of drama this week, and I'm pretty sure we're going to touch on that.
Surprise.
What do you mean by that, Ferger?
I've never been in a Topper Sports League where there's been drama. I can't
it doesn't sound like
my
us
head
at all,
around
right?
it. Yeah,
it's the craziest
a little bit.
Thing.
I drink a lot, though.
Yeah. So, Matt, you know, let's just jump right into. It. Actually, no. Screw that. We'll get to that part later. How's everybody doing today? Kellers.
Nice.
Well, doing only good. Scott Jr. in his cool sidekick Boots, but Boots doesn't say anything. It's kind of like Jane Silent Bob over there. I love it. Let's see. You guys have been on the show before. Everybody knows who Dave is. People might remember
Hi,
Ferger.
Dave.
Hi, Ferger.
He is the. Actually, you're the current. Award-winning Tommy Hughes right now, aren't you?
I am.
That was a big win because, you know, you make moonshine and everybody loves you because
there's
a
lot of bravery that
went
involved.
You sold a lot of people a lot of cookies, by the way.
I did. And well, by a lot of people, you mean Dave.
I mean,
wait, that was all you?
I bought 20 boxes.
So the cookies everybody was eating was just brought to you by Dave?
No, those were stolen from Parker.
Which I made a disclosure ahead of time. I was like, just so you know, these are Rachel Parker's.
Probably
and everybody
the most dangerous thing you could
put
have done
money then. On the table. These are ours now.
Actually, okay. To be fair, they were from Rachel. It
not
was
Parker.
Not Parker.
Yeah, nobody. You guys are breathing, beautiful. So that's cool. But Drunk Mag, let's talk to you because you're new to this whole shindig. Who are you? Where are you from? How'd you get in the league?
Hi, I'm Drunk Mag, I guess.
You guess. Don't even start.
Not drunk right now, so I can't.
I have a text message that says you will only play for the team if your jersey reads Drunk Mag.
I don't know where that came from.
You're
probably drunk.
You might drink a bit.
Probably. I play with the McKenzie Agency, I think. Was this my second year? Second year with you guys?
Something like that. Weren't you just hurt?
What?
Weren't you just injured or something when you came back?
Oh, well, yeah, I got in a car accident and all kinds of nonsense, but that's fine. We're good.
When did you join the league?
Oh, maybe like four years ago, probably. I was with a different team.
Who were they?
Collateral Damage. Right? I had to think about it for a second. Collateral Damage. We were in D5. That was good times.
What
that
happened
kinda,
to them anyway?
I don't really know.
Did Vinny, you stop playing football?
Vinny stepped down as quarterback and no one wanted to like step up to be captain or quarterback or anything.
Like,
so.
I remember you because we met and we asked, you played on the first iteration of the Tom Hughes Experience.
Yes.
I remember there was a game where we only had two girls and you pulled your quad on like the second play.
Yeah, that was
And great. You were just kind of like, screw it, I'm still playing. And you were still running out and ups on dudes and
well,
getting
yeah,
by
no,
them.
I kept.
That's
I,
her route.
Who, I forgot who was quarterback and I was like, please, just like no more out and ups. Like,
you still did them,
no
though.
No more. Well, because, like, you have to run the route.
I guess that's true.
So.
And you still caught the ball and still on one leg.
Don't even
touchdowns.
Start with me, Ferger.
What is he starting with?
I mostly always finish my routes.
I never cut a route short, except in that game where we played and Melissa caught the ball because she finished my route.
Fair enough.
If I would have finished, I would have ran into her.
Don't you want to finish? That's the noise.
First time for everything.
And here I am having to do nothing. It's great when you guys do the work for me. I guess
Breathe
we can
deeper.
I guess we can touch on football for a little bit before we really get into what Dave and I are going to talk a lot about, I'm pretty sure. So, Jim, I don't know if you're ready, but if you're ready, let's
it's 1 a.m. Who wants pancakes?
With that, kicking off the 9 o'clock games right here. Peanut Butter Kelly Time wins 38 with the Taminators scoring 30. Chef Curry with the shots puts up 18. Poppin' Molly's with 0. Val's Pals, Angry Taylor's, tough fought battle right there. Angry Taylor's wins 45. Val's Pals with 44. Those are your 9 in the morning Breakfast Club games.
I definitely said it last week that I thought Val Pals and Angry Taylors were on a collision course for the Breakfast Club title, and they played this week, and they didn't disappoint with a battle that went back and forth down to the last play, which was really awesome. Dave, you're a Taminator. We are 0-5, and we get the crap kicked out of us every week. Why don't you have some comments on our game, though?
I came a little late, per usual.
That's what I do.
Game
starts at 9:15 in Dave Land.
Yeah, well, you know, I was there. We can't play defense, thus we struggle to win games.
Somebody's been watching your film.
I think in the most basic of the sense. We got a little bit better this week, though. Would you agree?
I'd say so. Yeah, definitely. Actually, for the first time, we scored on our first two drives, so we're improving offensively. But defense is our problem, and that's why we haven't won a game yet. Ironically, it's not the side that Dave Topper and Joe Kay play, but they're kind of thrown to the other side where some of our more, quote-unquote, athletic players are.
Katie?
Katie rushes, and she does fine. She doesn't... I think if I'm being honest, she needs maybe a little help in zone defense, but so does everybody.
I would have said the same thing.
So does everybody else on our team, so that's whatever. But Katie plays really well. Like I've said three times in the podcast now, I didn't know how good she actually was at football, and I think the league's starting to find out. So much for that low profile she's trying to keep. That'll never happen as long as she talks to Lenny anyway. But we went out. Peanut Butter Kelly Time's better than us. They beat us by 8. What are you going to do? Chef Curry only scored 18 against Papa Molly's, but Papa Molly scored 0, so that's whatever.
Did they have their whole roster?
I don't know anymore. Like, I don't know who's who on what roster because Breakfast Club isn't, like, you know, the same team that I'm used to. So I just kind of hope for the... If somebody has a shirt, I assume that they're part of the team. So
makes sense.
That's pretty much the best I can do for it. There's not much else to say about Breakfast Club, though, so I guess we can just roll on to the 10 o'clock games.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
With your 10 o'clock games... New Gods loses to Racks and Sacks, who put up 35 on them. Cobblestone with the loss. Mix wins with 43. Morningwood, 21. Puckett All-Star scores 38. Taking the W on that. Vandalay Industries continues the roll. 30 points over top the passless chaps and nice TDs. Barely squeaked out the win over McKenzie Agency, 50-22.
All right, let's just jump into it then. Nice TDs, 50, McKenzie Agency, 22. You guys were 2-0 and everything was happy, and now all of a sudden you're losing and people are getting punched in the face again, which kind of sounds like the norm for you guys, but this time you're the ones getting punched. Ferger?
Yeah, it was a phenomenal game. Actually, Nice TDs plays a really strong zone defense. They're about 12 yards off the ball. We got down to the 10-yard line 3 separate occasions on 6-0 and just couldn't punch it in. We dropped 2 touchdowns.
Who dropped those touchdowns? Don't be Ron.
Matt dropped one.
I don't know who Matt is, so that's fine.
A. Burnell may have dropped one.
Ah, Deanna, no.
And Ron dropped one.
No, Ron,
oh,
really?
Ron.
But he's so good.
Yeah.
Damn it.
There was a post-mortem over that. It was tough. It was tough. We all had a bad game. I threw a couple interceptions towards the end. I was just trying to force things through. And, you know, it just didn't go our way. Burnell coming a long way in the best Burnell. Yeah. Voting. She did also
she
get punched in the face.
She got punched in the face in this game?
And caught the ball.
Really?
It was a ton of fun, though,
so it's whatever. Is this the game Meg got punched in the face?
Nope, that's the next one.
Oh, we'll get there. Is this the game Meg broke her foot?
Nope, that was also the next one.
Oh, my God.
Same guy.
And that's when you broke your hand?
Same guy.
So next game's going to be even more fun for you guys, so I can't even wait to hear about it. I did watch the New Gods Racks and Sacks game. It was really fun. Radon was slinging it. It's hard to say when a team scores 31 points that bad Ricky showed up, but he kind of wasn't like, when Ricky's like good, he's happy, smiling, he's in a good flow, and this is the game where he was like making faces, and like, I saw one play where Val was going for a sack and hit him right after he threw the ball and kind of hit his arm. He's like, oh, she hit my arm, she can't do that, and then he's like moving his shoulder like she ripped it out of his socket or something, and just all this other nonsense that happens when you're playing too old. It's true, not here, Lenny, but So that wasn't very good. I think Bad Ricky might have come to play a little bit, but Racks and Sacks was on point, too.
Oh, no.
It was a fun game, and Racks and Sacks pulled it out. And D1 is actually pretty close, with the exception of Eyes Downtown. So, and XTC the other way, I guess, if you really look at it. But we love them, so we're not going to shit on them too much. So that's fun. Then Vandalay came out and played Passless Chaps, who are still learning how to play the game, and they won 30-6. David. It's your game. It's your team. Is it your team or what is it?
It's technically my team, but I collaborated with Topper because of my current work schedule. I'm missing like every other week.
Real quick, this is basically Milton Boys Part 2?
More or less, with a few new faces.
Who do you have on the team this time around?
Melissa and Carissa are new.
Ah, yes, the Isses.
I have the Eastern Block again.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton is on the team. Kelly. Paul Shinta. Is back again.
Love Paul Shinto.
Topper, and of course the fat kid who's in a corner right now.
So you have zero male speed.
For the most part, that is a completely accurate assessment.
Okay.
I can't argue that. But we have brains and beer.
That's usually... Actually,
you guys have Melissa, who is
she's
ridiculous.
She's really good.
Ridiculously
our girls
good.
Are so much better than any of the male talent on our team. It's not even funny.
Yeah, that's how Bullet Club is sometimes, too. But, so where did you find them? Have they been in the league for a while? I don't really know these things.
From what I gathered, they used to play on... Oh, what was the name of the team? It folded a couple of sessions ago up in D2 somewhere.
Okay, that helped you out.
It did.
Primetime?
It did. No, not Primetime.
I can't remember.
Who that? They maybe it wasn't D2. They played against AA. Not Home Tech. That's still a team.
Home Tech.
Are they still a team though?
They are.
We'll get to you guys in a minute.
That was completely my apologies.
That's fine. They're not Home Tech.
No,
they are definitely
really
not Home Tech.
I can't remember the team, but they used to a Brew Crew. Brew Crew.
But there's a Brew Crew that's playing still too.
I give up.
That was a good try though, and I just like to listen to you struggle.
Thank you. You're loving this, aren't you?
A little bit. Not gonna lie.
But all in all, our team came together. We did a power hour. We got super drunk.
We'll get into that too, because you meet in Topperhead quite the day at 3 o'clock, but that's for the future. So tell me about the game. How did it go? Obviously you guys just kind of walked all over them.
Passless Chaps, a great group of guys. I did a bunch of drinking and girls with. We got
I
to
agree.
Know them pretty well. They're just struggling and they're learning, and they should probably be in D6.
Yeah.
They have talent. They just don't know what they're doing yet.
Which is, you can say that for a lot of teams below D4, honestly. There's a lot of people that are athletic, but it just doesn't, it's just not clicking yet.
Absolutely, and their quarterback hasn't quite figured out how to use the girls yet. They got into a lot of 4-2 situations.
Oh, really? That's always the worst.
So it's the learning curve.
You've quarterbacked before, and Ferger, you're a quarterback mm-hmm. too. How often, like, when you're behind center, how quickly do you want to get a girl play?
First two in my book.
Should it always just be it?
It all depends really on your matchups and what you're doing. I got no issues going to girls all six times.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on your matchups.
Fair enough.
If I can get three girls on the field at the same time, I will walk down the whole field running a three-girl offense. It's just a matter of getting three girls who feel confident in their ability and then getting the right pick plays and matchups to get it
three
to happen.
Three girls who finish routes? Hot. Question mark.
At the same time.
For the D3 games, Mix, Jay-Z's team, he's doing much better than his Slytherin brethren, and they walked all over Cobblestone, winning 43-30. And then the Puckett All-Stars kind of walked over Morning Wood, who they're not, you know, they're still mad about being 50-1 odds for winning the title. But
are they any good Puckett All-Stars this year?
Orange Cleats good? I don't even know who Orange Cleats guy is, but...
Oh, the Matt?
There's definitely
he wears an knee-high socks. Right?
They came in. They played A&A really good. I watched them a lot. Well, not this week, but the week before. They definitely played real well. They're doing pretty good. What is their? I might as well check out their roster. Yeah, they're 3-2 right now, but they're scoring. It looks like their defense is a little behind. But I don't know who they've played either yet. So
they didn't play us to start this year like they usually do.
Well, they can't because they moved up and you didn't. But
damn.
It's fine. I'm just messing around.
Shots early.
Hey, to be fair, with how you guys are playing this year, you might be forced to next season anyway. That covers all of our games at 10. So, Jim, are you ready for 11?
Not get a amen. Not get a amen.
Anyone, please?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I didn't realize.
Didn't know that was...
With your 11 o'clock games, tight ends in motion, put up 40, well, Raxon sacks, didn't score. Puckett All-Stars scored 29, and Cobblestone put up 24. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers scored 51 points on the board that day, while Buffalo Solar Solutions scored 28. HK4 with 33, the Shredders scored 12. In our final game, the D6 game, Nice TDs put up 29 points, and the practice squad scored 35.
So after watching the New Gods Raxon Sacks game, I definitely hung out on the field and watched tight ends of motion play Raxon Sacks, and Raxon Sacks looked almost like a different team to a degree. Maybe they retired from running around against the New Gods, whereas tight ends were hungry after losing that that heartbreaker last week to Public Enemy. But tight ends just ran all over them, and it just wasn't even funny. And then they started doing that thing where they're all kind of mad, but not fully mad at each other, but they didn't know who to blame, so it just kind of fell apart for them. And you can see that by the fact that they didn't even score. Cobblestone loses again to Puckett All-Stars, so to answer your question, they seem to be doing just fine in D3. Good for them. Uncle Rico's, I don't know which teams you've played yet. So
yeah, we played them week one.
All right, and you obviously beat them. Yeah. So how'd that game, what do you see with them?
They're pretty good. I heard that after they lost to us, they went out and got a couple more guys, from what I've heard.
Might be true. They're putting up some
good
scores.
Guys, yeah.
I mean, Buffalo Solar Solutions, the old AARP, isn't exactly like world beaters. No offense, guys. It's just that's what something lady would tell me to say. But they still come out and play. And in D4, there's kind of like you can almost draw a line down the division. There's the top five that are going to battle it out, and then there's the bottom five who are just going to struggle to get through the rest of the season here. And then HK4 took on the Shredders. And that's a battle of two teams that are on opposite sides of that line we just talked about there. HK4 came out and slung it all over them. I don't know what's wrong with the Shredders. Honestly, they used to be kind of decent, and it doesn't look like they're having a really good season. So
did you see any of that game or no?
Absolutely not. I was watching the D1 game. Why, did you?
No.
Oh, well, you asked.
Like, I wasn't there yet.
Why not?
Remember I walked up to you, and we talked about the morning game? And
yeah, that's what I was doing. We were by field one talking about the game I was watching.
Yeah, but that was 1 o'clock, though.
That was 1 o'clock?
Yeah, that was definitely.
God, you were drunk.
Drinking. You were really drunk.
I can help you not drink.
I wasn't topper drunk.
No, nobody was topper drunk, I don't think.
And that's what matters. Nice TDs, after their huge win against the McKenzie Agency, comes out and loses by 6 to the practice squad. Practice squad they're really coming together, like
they're
I said
legit
each week.
Team.
Yeah. No, they're really cool. They were really cool last year. They gave us a run for our money in the playoffs. And
I think they got a new quarterback, too.
They're definitely figuring it out, and that's what matters. So maybe they'll be hard to beat for you guys.
Some very underrated girls on that team.
Agreed. I think
Renee's phenomenal.
Renee's hands are like freaking magnets.
She
can run after the catch, which not every girl can do.
She was a fantastic soccer goalie, believe it or not.
How do you know these things? I love it.
She went to high school with me, actually.
Oh, really?
I played football with Kenny, her brother, and I played sports with her growing up.
No kidding. That's good to know. Well, I guess a soccer goalie would theoretically have good hands, right? So that works out. There's not much else to say about these games. They seem to kind of go the way you thought they would, except for maybe Raxon Sacks getting shut out. But that's what happens when Travis bails on the podcast. So, Jimmy, the noon o'clock games.
What is heavier, 200 pounds of bricks or 200 pounds of feathers? The answer is the feathers. 200 pounds of bricks is just a pile of bricks. But if you try to carry... Damn it. The 200 pounds of feathers, you also have to carry the weight of what you did to those poor birds.
With your 12 o'clock games.
That wins the day.
Oh, Morning Wood scores 38, Slither in the end zone 37. No punt intended, wins 37 HK4 with 0.
That's right.
All we do is Quinn 36, Hung Buffalo with 20. Dilly Dilly!
No, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
I'm not going to support
Dilly
that.
Dilly Dilly scores 35, the McKenzie Agency with 21, and Collegiate Builders loses. Dark Knight scores 34. Those are your midday games.
People are still laughing at B's brother. Now, it's funny because B's brother has never showed up to the field this entire season so far, but yet he's still thoroughly intertwined within the podcast, and I love
lives
it.
Lives in infamy.
I could talk about the other games, but let's just get to the Dilly Dilly McKenzie Agency game because you guys are not happy, and you kind of literally got the crap kicked out of you. So,
so badly.
Meg,
what
we're going
happened?
To, Meg, we're going to go to you first because Ferger's collecting his thoughts right now. So,
I'm still crying over that intro.
The feathers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Those poor birds.
Okay. Those poor birds. Come on, Meg. Get it together, Meg.
Okay.
This is why people punch you.
That is not nice.
Okay. She's not. She's dead.
It wasn't nice.
You're gonna collect your thoughts and talk about the game now?
Okay, sorry.
There, no, it's good.
The 200 pounds of feathers, you also have to carry the weight of what you did to those poor birds.
I love it. Ferger, over to you. How did the game go, buddy?
So the game legitimately, we'll start with the positives. Dilly Dilly has speed everywhere.
Yeah.
Like legitimately everywhere. There also some shadiness that happened during the game.
I smell bitter.
That was disguised as a football play on more than one occasion.
Examples include
banging bodies, punching girls, stepping on hands, putting a ball in the back of the end zone towards the end of the game so we couldn't get it back to get a playoff
without that. Was so
wait, what?
So like, there was an incomplete pass. Ugh. Guy picked it up, ran it out to the five like he was going to give it back to us, and then threw it back in the end zone when he realized.
Did
the
they give them a flag?
Did not.
Did they not see it?
That's genius.
I think they were too enamored with what was going on with Bernal.
He blatantly said, "Well, why would I give it back to you and help you guys out if the clock's running? That would be dumb." So, like, the refs were aware.
Who was reffing?
Yeah. Joe and Lou.
Wow. All right.
It's a delay of game, is it not?
Yeah, that's definitely a whole bunch of penalties. It's kind of... on top of being just a dick move.
Right.
Like, I get it. You're new to the league, and you're trying to flex your muscles. And
they're not new to the league.
Who the fuck are
they?
They're a reconstructed team.
That guy that did
team.
It wasn't.
Are they the Dark Knights reconstructed?
No, because the Dark Knights reconstructed are the Dark Knights.
I'm done. I'm taking the feathers.
I'm only giving you shit because we just said the Dark Knights played like in this group of games. So
they
continue.
Were a D4 team, pieces of a D4, D5 team that came back together.
Do you know which
one? D6. Not off the top of my head. I was talking to the kid before the game.
Before it all happened.
It got to the point where Lou goes, okay, the next person to talk shit gets a flag.
Well, good for doing that, at least.
And this is after Meg got punched in the face.
Which, to be fair, I thought was like a legitimate play on the ball, but Brian said it was not.
No,
okay,
because
so Meg
I...
So throwing you right under that bus, that's cool.
That's fine. I ran towards the guy, and Lou grabbed me probably 10 yards before and goes, that's probably a bad idea, Brian.
Now, like, as your friend here, you're not that tough. Don't do it.
Thanks, Chief.
Like, you're a D6 quarterback and a really good bowler. You're not getting in fights, pal. He's going to fight me, which is cool. I'm just messing with you, though.
No, it's fine. It was a game that was just... It was just interesting on a lot of levels because Joe, the other referee who was trying to keep everything in order, looks at Nick and goes, usually I got to yell at you for this shit. And I looked and went, well, this is not going to end
The prim
well.
Shout-out for not being the douchebag of the day,
yeah,
which is spectacular.
It was bad. And then at the end of the game, there was a jump ball.
Okay.
After my hand got broke.
We'll talk about that in a second. Tell your
so,
story first.
So, jump ball. Nick goes up against a kid who is probably 4 or 5 inches shorter than him and okay. gets out jumped for it. They go for the ball, and Nick grabs him on the way down.
Powerbomb?
Not really. They both kind of just fell, but right. Joe flagged him for unnecessary roughness.
So
at
they're
going to
flag that, but not flag the football getting thrown back and
apparently
Meg getting knocked out.
I don't know that it would have changed the game, but it just left a bitter taste in my mouth, and I had to get the fuck out of there.
So how did your hand get broken?
So I had thrown a pick and then missed a tackle, got away from the play, mm-hmm. and then somehow about 2 yards after the person got down the field, somebody came and stepped on my hand.
Oh, so you, like, dove to make the tag, missed, landed on the ground,
yep.
and then they just stepped on your hand?
What?
Yep. What?
What? So, I'm going with it was an accident because it's D6 and
you
no one's going to be that much of a dickhead.
You say that, so. But then somebody just said, why would I give you your football and threw it out of the back of the
right.
end zone?
Yeah.
So that's really bullshit. So Dilly Dilly, if you're listening, and I know that this team is on the other side of the fence here, so I'm sure there's a second part of every story.
Oh, there absolutely is.
But if I don't want to believe that somebody intentionally went to step on your hand because that would just be super
No,
shitty.
Like I said, I refuse to believe it was on purpose, but in the moment I was livid.
As you should be. All right. Take it easy on the girls. I mean, I know Meg can take a punch, but that doesn't mean she should have to.
Yeah.
So where did they get you? Like right across the jaw?
Just like.
Are you okay?
Oh,
I'm
good.
Did you go after him?
No, I was like, it's all right.
No, my stupid ass did.
Was he aiming for the button?
He was just like, yeah.
That's in the back, man.
Yes, the drunk Meg button that turns her into a lovable drunk hugger.
What are you guys talking about?
A little rub route where
what's that?
You bounced off of him and twisted your ankle too.
So you
Was this all the same guy?
Was this all the same dude?
Yeah, it was.
Wait. The same guy that threw the football out of the end zone, punched you in the face.
No, not the same guy that threw the end out of the end zone.
I thought you were going to say it was one guy and then we'd have to have a conversation.
No. That I believe was an honest football thing. Meg went on a cut, and he kind of went and then stopped, caught her hip, and she rolled her ankle.
No, that shit happens. What are you going to do? But if the other douchebaggery is legit,
that's what happened.
Like, honestly, dilly-dilly.
I get a really good view
what time
of
do they play
people
this
get
week?
The shit kicked
I'd like
out.
To go watch them.
Yeah, I mean, they all... You know what the problem is? All these guys... I did see this game. So, like, a lot of these guys wear Duke shirts, so that explains probably everything.
Oh, they used to be... what was the name of the team? Boots.
Come on, Boots. You're here to just listen, I guess.
I don't know what Boots is, but chime in. Chime in now.
Boots is that
used to be the purple. They used to wear purple in D5.
Dark Knights?
Are you serious? Okay, that was a joke, everybody. Yeah. He didn't mean that, I swear.
Why so serious?
Oh, indecent something or another?
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, Shake and Bake Stampede. That's what it was.
There it is. So
I think I know who you're. I know exactly who you're talking about.
You don't seem thrilled about that.
They have a real team, but it was to the point, and I never feel like I need to leave or don't want to be part
around
of
football.
This, but I had to get the fuck
out. That's really saying something. Now, I mean, I'm sure they have their response to everything, but if that's the case and you're being douchebags, stop being douchebags. Come on.
We already have our fill.
Yeah, we got more than enough, so it's whatever. The Dark Knights, who played also here, Dave, they won a squeaker against Collegiate Builders 34-32.
Did you know Dark Knights beat us 70-8? Like 2 years ago.
Wait,
and we finally got our revenge last week. And we weren't allowed on the podcast then. But when we lose two games in a row, Joe's like, you know, it'd be fun. Let's bring Brian.
I brought you on this week because you got beat.
The Dark Knights wanted me to try out for a quarterback.
Try out. You are Dave Walter. You have to try out for nobody.
I don't understand.
Like a legitimate
like D6?
Three people wanted
when
to
did
play
they ask
quarterback.
You this? What's your shuttle?
2.1 on a slow day.
I love it.
And I run a 2 flat in a 40. Unreal.
It is unreal. It's
completely unreal.
40 feet?
All right, we got to touch these
other centimeters.
So all we do is Quinn went against Hung Buffalo.
Good
and just
conversation, Meg.
And they hung 36 on him and won. HK4 and No Punt Intended are two of the teams that I would put in that top tier of D4 and... NPI just knocked HK4 out of the place. I don't even know what happened there. But 37-0 is pretty impressive, for no pun intended. And then Morningwood took on Slytherin that end zone in the relegation game, because some of these teams are not quite fit for D3. And Slytherin came out. They finally scored some points, but they still couldn't get it done. A one-point, you know, loss is going to hurt them. I talked to Gary before the game, because he plays for my Breakfast Club team, and he just said, you know, we have a lot of athletes on the team. They just don't understand the game. Once they get it, we'll be very, very good at football, which is fine, but like, don't be practicing that in D3. That's just going to discourage your team when you lose all the time. That's just...
Are they new?
Yeah, well, they're new-ish, because some of the players, they played with Jay-Z's team last year, and then they broke off and kind of started their own thing, so it's some players that know what's going on, and then some players who are athletes who don't quite know what's going on, and in this league, brains will beat athleticism almost every time, so that's where that is. That's all there really is to say about noon, so let's shuffle on down to 13 o'clock.
What a year plan, guy. What about me, Katie Keller?
1 o'clock games. Eyes Downtown wins 46, Public Enemy with 22. Indecent Exposure with 36. No Punt Intended with 25. Maddie's Angels finally wins with 43 on the board. UFO scores 20. The Yabrones score 21. Home Tech scores 13. Tight End Zones 50. Practice Squad 14. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
Scott, I'm going right to you. Even though you didn't play in any of these games, you know Home Tech.
I do know Home Tech.
You know Home Tech inside and out. And I remember there was a point in time that they were, quote-unquote, so much better than 3rd and Schlong. And right now...
When was this point?
Probably back when
before
you...
Before they played us?
Yeah, before they played you. Yeah. So Now here we are a couple seasons later, and Home Tech is making the strongest case for worst team in the TSL. Meanwhile, you guys are rolling, and what happened to them, and how does that make you feel?
Well, actually, I don't know if you know Austin.
Right. Yes, I do,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he's Home Tech's captain, and he plays with us now, too. So.
Oh, my God.
Kind of plucking off the good ones. And
how many are left? Because it doesn't look like many.
I've heard they've had some struggle at quarterback play. I think Steve Kenzie actually played quarterback for him that game.
Really?
He said they dropped 3 or 4 touchdowns. That's what he told me.
Every quarterback who loses says somebody dropped 3 or 4 touchdowns.
He
did it like
blew
3 or 4 ago.
Calls in our league when he was in our game when he was rough.
Well, no, that makes me know that it's definitely Steve Kenzie. Yeah. But I mean, Home Tech, we're just kind of messing with you guys. I mean, maybe you do miss B's brother more than you think. And the Jabronis, my friends, we might have to talk about you a little bit later when it comes to the bar talk. But that's eerie foreshadowing. But good job on another win. I love my new D6 friends. Also, some of them terrify me. I'm not going to name names. Practice squad, we just...
Name names.
No. We just... practice squad, we just sang your praises, and then you go and lose 50-14 to 10.
Did they have
zones.
3 games?
No, we just talk a lot. Right. I only see... They might... Nope, I only see 2. But I don't know who tight end zones are. Do you? You're in D6.
Yeah, didn't we play them earlier in the day?
Tight end zones? No, you played nice TDs. A lot of similar names here in football. You can all be so creative with TD.
God. No, Knights. We haven't played them yet. I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're the old Dark Knights, Dave. You're right.
That's what I figured.
You nailed it, buddy.
Finally.
I love
victory.
It. Eyes Downtown played Public Enemy in what is usually a we're going to punch you in the face, fight each other game, but I know that Public Enemy was missing players like...
Who threw for them? Was Cole there?
No, Cole wasn't there, and that's some... The name's Ryan Radke. I believe he's the guy they got to fill in for Baccio, and turns out he was like a really, really, really good quarterback that allegedly according to Lenny, that he had might have had like a spring tryout with the Bills, but obviously didn't go too well. But he can apparently sling it, and he may or may not be the heir apparent.
What division is he playing in?
D1.
Oh, okay.
This is the D1 game. Don't worry about it.
I thought we were still talking
don't
about
be scared.
D6.
No. This is...
Yeah. I don't understand why we can't win in D6.
He filled in for
Neiman
Cole.
Roosevelt's out there.
Yeah, right? But Eyes Downtown continued their run through D1, and they beat Public Enemy, which is going to happen. No pun intended, coming right off that big win against HK4. Must have been really tired because it looks like Indecent Exposure just kind of walked all over him. You said you saw part of that game?
I did see part of that game.
What did you see?
I don't know. The funny thing is we beat both those teams last year, and we only won 3 games last year. The other win was against Home Tech, so I don't know.
Also Dark Knights.
Yeah, they merged at some point.
I love
the
it.
The old Dark Knights.
The old new Dark Knights. So Indecent Exposure getting a big win, and like I said, D4 has 5 teams that are going to slug it out, and it's going to be really fun to watch the next couple weeks, so I can't wait to see who comes out on top, and I think the goal there for all of you guys is to not finish 4th or lower, because you want to be in one of those top 3 spots.
We
want to
buy.
Yeah, well, basically, I don't think there'll be a buy. I'm pretty sure you'll play one of those, like, meh teams, but they could kind of be considered a buy. But then
We've
again,
been
in the playoffs.
That meh team for a long time.
I know,
so
you know
what
I'm talking about. So, well, we'll get to your game when we get to your game, obviously. Maddie's Angels, SmackDown UFO. UFO, I'm going to talk shit about them, even though they kind of beat the crap out of us in like an hour and a half here. But D5's not going too well for them. Maybe they jumped up a little too early, should have stayed back, kind of like the way Practice Squad did, and they're working it out. But UFO made the jump up, and it's admirable and whatnot. But they lost 43-22.
Didn't they have to move up? Didn't they win?
No. They didn't have to move up. They just chose to. They lost to us.
The old man plays for them?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I got you.
They have 37 players?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a full offense, a full defense, and a full set of subs.
Dave,
special
teams. Dave, we were just seeing
I didn't know we
game.
Needed a hand squad, but...
True.
So,
they have one.
No, that's fine. And it's cool, I get, having a big team and having all your friends on. But that is what it is.
Would it be?
Yeah, let's get to the 2 o'clock game so we can hear about how Third and Schlong is great.
Why'd you stack your team, Uncle Topper?
With your 2 o'clock games, XTC and Angry Buffalo tied that neck to neck. 35-all. Hootie and the Brofish, 38. NWO with 8. Third and Schlong. We'll be talking about that momentarily. Withers scored 34. Maddie's Angels with 26. Dilly Dilly, 25. The Salino Sewer Rats. Oh, those Salino Sewer Rats. They scored little bit more with 30 on the board.
Well, I'm erect.
And
yeah, if we could do that
with
the
game
on next time,
of the hour, and no music needed behind it, ladies and gentlemen, Third and Schlong remains undefeated with 48 points. Brew Crew could barely score.
Well, I guess we'll just go right into your game. Tell me about it.
It was, I guess, a pretty good performance on both sides of the ball.
I don't know. Giving up 31 points isn't exactly like
I threw
a good defensive
We tried a trick play late when we were up, and I threw
so
one.
You got cocky.
As soon as I let it go, I knew it was going the other way for a touchdown. So it was one of those.
Pick eight or pick six?
I don't know. It was a disguised coverage out there. I didn't see the safety over the top.
That's fine. You don't watch enough.
I think he was high-stepping before he even caught it.
So, I mean, you guys are just murdering D4. Like, 5-0, absolutely scoring points, like, in buckets.
Yeah.
What's different?
I tell you, the old man's playing great. He actually made a case the other day via text to my sister that he thinks he is the D4 MVP so far, my father.
Well, that's just called jinxing yourself, but hey, anything's possible.
It's what he does best.
He'll be on the All Keller podcast when we have it.
The girls are playing great. Nobody's matched up with our girls well this year.
What girls do you have?
What do you have?
Just Boots and Katie Keller.
You only have the two of them?
Just the two of them.
So good job, girls. Damn. I didn't know you'd get that cardio.
And I know we talk a lot of shit about 40-year guy and his so-called quote-unquote love of Katie or vice versa, but
so-called.
The guy
it's real and you know it.
The guy can play some D. He's got to have at least 7 or 8 picks on the year. So.
Oh, really? Yes. So he's with your safety?
Yeah,
do you guys play man or zone?
No, he mans up against their best receiver all day. So,
what do you do?
I'm the center. Oh, I call the game.
So you're the joke, hey, I got it.
No D. There's no D out of this guy. So
I love it. So who's your best player? That I don't know.
Who? That you don't know? You probably know everybody else there. I would probably say Slim's pretty good. I don't know if you saw Slim.
What's
he's
a Slim?
6'7".
Whoa.
He's a pretty big kid. He's pretty good when he comes. He doesn't come often, but when he comes,
he's good.
Yeah.
That's because you only have two girls.
They will not sub out.
Why?
Said that.
But what happens if you turn an ankle?
Doesn't matter.
That's
Megan.
Poor
what happens? Megan, what happens when you turn an ankle?
Yeah, Meg.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
What happened to
What's
Meg?
Going on?
She's next to
Megan
me.
Megan goes,
sorry.
We have no other subs. I'm scoring a goddamn touchdown.
The tall guy is going to come everywhere. And you start laughing.
No,
Jim,
that was
family
not
show.
What happened. But
that's exactly what happened.
All right.
He is 6'7", anatomically speaking.
What are you supposed to do? Like, there were no subs. You got to keep playing.
Big win. So, you guys, earlier you were gloating because you think that you clinched a playoff spot already, which may or may not be true. I'm not doing that math.
If it's 8 teams, I think we have to have.
It's pretty close. Yeah, I mean, 5 wins, I don't think half your.
Should we rest some starters the rest of the season?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
There is a universal sub list.
I think if you rest the old man and he doesn't move, he just might die. So, maybe you shouldn't do that. Sorry, is that too far?
No. I thought it was great.
Because it was hilarious. Anyway, I'm funny.
So, is he calling it? Is he calling it?
He called his shot. He called his playoff shot already.
No,
are you going to win the title?
I'm not making
ooh,
that call.
It's so close.
I will not make
the
that
the schlong
call, no.
is not long, folks. But that's okay. Hey, you guys should be thoroughly happy with your season. I mean, there's no reason not to be. I know you said you may have played a kind of the weaker end of your schedule, so it'll be exciting to see you guys take on some of the better teams in your division the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Shredders this week, so.
I said the better teams in your division. Shredders are not there right now.
You said it, not me.
I can say whatever I want. I have the microphone. But honestly,
is Parker on that team?
Touche.
See, I thought so, but at the same time,
they wear purple?
Yeah, Parker's
on
that team.
The nice purple
jerseys,
right?
Yeah, the good.
The pregnant girl was on their team
last year. She's not pregnant anymore.
She's good.
Yeah, Sam is great. Sam
she's
is
good
great.
When she's
that's
pregnant.
One way,
yeah,
it's one way to neutralize your opponent.
But I don't know who they. I don't know who they won or lost. I should probably go find that out because that would be part of my job, I guess. But
I'm sure there's people on our team that have done research.
Yeah,
extensive research. Yeah.
It wasn't you apparently, so that doesn't mean no good. I love it. XTC coming out and Ty and Angry Buffalo. I don't know if did XTC have Doobie this week? That kind of matters.
Yes, they did. Yes.
Thank you. That's why you're here. Was he on the Dark Knights?
He was on the old Dark Knights.
The old Dark Knights.
Did he make the team after the tryout, or was he just
no? He got caught with me.
Oh,
we weren't good enough.
Love it. So Angry Buffalo getting a tie with XTC. That had to be probably a great game to watch, but I didn't do it. I was too busy drinking with Topper, apparently. And let's see what else we got here. Witters. Witters, our friends at Witters, getting another win, which, again, is still weird to say, but Zach Newberry and crew moved down to D5, and they played the Angels, who may or may not have been tired from running all over UFO, but they took the win. And then Dilly Dilly, fresh off of beating the crap out of you guys, definitely went up against Salino and blew a stinker and lost to them. So
we tired him out with all the shit talk between both teams.
It must have been it. That could only be it. So I don't think anybody broke a hand or got their balls thrown around in that game. So good for them. And I guess we can move on to our 3 o'clock games.
What you talking about, Willis?
Where did this start?
What you talking about, Willis?
Where did this start?
Jim, stop
what
the drops.
What you talking about, Willis?
Where did this start? He's not the boss of you.
He's the boss of me now.
I'm basically Lenny. Oh, no.
With your 3 o'clock games, Eyes Downtown 36, XTC with 20, ANA wins with 30, Slither in the end zone with 21, AXA loses to 3rd and Schlong with 48, Brew Crew loses, Full Throttle wins, Tommy Hughes loses, sure UFO wins. Those are your games.
David, you might have been the most sober person that wasn't James T. Hearn for the Tommy Hughes experience this week, which is really, really saying something.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us how our game went, because I don't remember it.
What happened? I can tell you that Topper didn't throw at the one in the middle that much, I'm sure of, judging by what happened throughout the game. We simply were...
I'll legitimately tell you what happened. Our three girls showed up, and then none of our guys showed up. Some people were out of town, and then some people bailed at the last minute, whatever. So the only people we had... This is going to sound great. So we had super drunk Topper as our quarterback.
Oh, no, you...
To be fair, I asked him way before he got super drunk, like a day in advance, to be the quarterback, and he still proceeded to just... Well, it's not even his fault.
That might
Dave's
be
fault.
My fault.
I was gonna say, it's Dave's fault for just... They're just rattling off alcohol. It's great.
Was this post power hour?
This was post power hour. Then we'll post our 8 minute challenge.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Which was 8 shots in 8 minutes.
Oh yeah, you guys should have died.
Topper, like I said, he didn't aim at the one in the middle. That's really what happened. But we
was
this
before or after moonshine?
This was after moonshine
it was after
too.
Everything ever.
And also after 3 or 4 funnels. A piece on the Vandalay Industries. We were a little drunk.
It was amazing.
Was that your bid actually, for best at bar?
Yeah, no, they definitely deserved best at bar.
Yeah,
that
we went for it. We had $750 worth of booze on a tab to prove that we went for it.
So 17 drinks from.
Yeah.
So the facility.
I think it was 4 beers, drinks. And that was it.
They were pretty happy about this, too, right?
Oh, we'll get into that.
They enjoyed their victory over super drunk people and sober Hearn.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I know. That Hearn was the least drunk of us. So it was me, drunk you, super drunk Topper, sober Hearn, and then the three girls, who actually we played three girls most of the game because it was just smarter. So just put it bluntly, Topper threw a pick six on the first play of the game. And then after that, he threw another pass where he immediately fell to the ground afterwards. And that's pretty much how the game went.
So I cued better than Topper that game.
Yes, you did.
Wow. Yeah, it wasn't his shiny moment. But Topper's actually, I think Topper's playing for us at noon this week because everybody in the history of ever is out of town. So it is what it is.
I got you.
No, you said you can't. You play it the same week as me.
I know.
Or the same week,
and
same time as me.
And to be fair, UFO took advantage of the situation, played well.
Yeah,
they did play.
I don't even think they played well. Maybe they played that well, but the plays I remember were like balls overthrown and just like they should have won by a lot more. I feel like, but they didn't. So
I mean, they did.
Score. How did we score?
41 or 47, right? Something
yeah,
like
and
that.
Think it should have been even better. So it's whatever. That, nobody cares about that game. It was a throwaway game, and whatever. Full Throttle took on Brew Crew and just walked all over them. I'm not sure if that's Full Throttle's first win, but congratulations to my friend Lou. ANA played Slither in that end zone, who caught ANA at a weird moment where they weren't going to have many people. So Matty Ice didn't throw, and the slightly returning from injury Mike Baccio was the quarterback. Baccio was not a great quarterback, but he was good enough to beat Slytherin in that end zone, which is why I keep saying maybe they shouldn't be in D3 right now. That's not to be a dick. It's just like maybe you should get your stuff together in a lower division before moving up. So they took their lumps again. A&A pulls out another win, coming back from what I think was a 2-0 start. So now I think they're 3-2, and they're coming back. Eyes Downtown took on XTC. Eyes Downtown beat XTC. I think nobody's pretty shocked at that one. And finally, AXA, whoever they are, took on our friends at Third and Schlong and got thoroughly dismantled. So why don't you tell me about that game?
It's pretty much the same way the other one went. Actually, I think it was tied at halftime, and then we had a pretty stellar second half, I would say.
Was it because it was tied at halftime and you were like, we should just definitely be beating the crap out of these guys?
Could be. Maybe we didn't decide to drop that trick play again this time, so the score seems a little bit better. Yeah.
Right.
No, actually, they were kind of athletic. I thought their guys were pretty athletic, and their quarterback, man, he runs all over the place and throws it all over the place. But
that's not always a good thing.
No.
Like, if your plays are taking 14 seconds and you're just hoping that somebody eventually gets open, that's usually how you don't complete passes or throw interceptions.
Pretty much. On their scoring drives, they were like six-play, six-minute drives that,
right.
You know, we didn't – we'll give that up to that's fine with us, I guess.
I guess. Well, I think you'd rather them not score, right?
No, not at all.
So there you go.
I would think, right?
Right. So you guys beat up on another one of the bad half of D4. Good for you. I'm just messing with you guys. Like I said, I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'm really excited when you guys are playing, like, the quote-unquote – better teams.
Who do we have to beat to get a little bit of respect on the podcast?
You get all the respect in the world. We love you guys.
I don't, not since Lenny's been gone. We haven't gotten any
that
respect.
Isn't even close. Oh, maybe you shouldn't have said Jim. Emily was better.
Shots fired.
Yeah, where is Emily?
Not she'd here. She's too this. Busy practicing football to be on the podcast.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, she just can't do Tuesdays, I guess, so she's just going to keep practicing football and not being a podcast host.
She'd back me up on that, though.
She would back you up on that, but I would know you're both lying.
I didn't say that. I just want to be
No, yeah, sure. Right. Suck up. No, that's really cool.
I nodded my head. I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
The girls said it, so.
God, those girls are the worst. That's fine. So that takes us through our games. It was fun. It was exciting. We thought it was going to rain, and it never did, which was cool. Fun was had. Fists were had. Hands were broken. Ankles were turned.
It's just another year in the Topper Sports
another
League.
Another year. Yeah, well, speaking of things that happen every year in the Topper Sports League, the bar's mad at us. Surprise!
Yeah, the bar is pissed at us, be honest.
Yeah, the bar's not fans of us.
Is that because of what you did?
No.
It's because by what you did, do you mean pay their bills?
So, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. That's true. Before we start a roundtable discussion about how
we'd have to get a table.
Yeah, well, there's a few tables.
It's Festivus.
It's really a thing where, like, we're kind of getting over, like, we're already, like I said, the bar's mad at us because, well, we go into the bar and we do what we do every week. We show up together, we drink together, we get super hammered, and we give them a lot of money, but...
Open the patio.
That's the key to all this. Like, the bar is getting mad that we're all inside there and we're getting loud and singing songs and having, you know, just a great time, and they're trying, and like, you know... We got yelled at because their dinner crowd was coming in, and even though at the time it was only like one or two people who were eating, they were like, the bartenders asked us to quiet down, some of us, I'm not going to name names, and they're like, hey, our dinner crowd's here, you know, try not to be as drunk and stupid as you guys can be. And instead of, you know, just quieting down, everybody started chanting, dinner crowd. So that pissed them off. And everybody else is just really drunk. And then on top of it, it turns out two unnamed people may or may not have been having sex in the man's bathroom.
What?
Any names?
I don't have the names specifically. I can tell you that a lot of people did some recon. And at first it was said that they were in light blue shirts. So that narrowed our teams down.
Sweet, we're in dark blue shirts.
For a while, yeah, you guys are cool. But it turns out, Dave's wearing it appears that it's actually...
It's the Dark Knights.
No, I love it. No, it appears, according to rumor, and nothing has been confirmed yet, that friends of a team in the league, and I'm not going to name their names because, well, I might
this
get beat
is
up.
Crap. What is, like,
what division
no names,
do they play
no
in?
Names?
No, that's the thing. These two people are friends of another team, and they showed up and got really drunk and then did that. They're actually
not even in our league.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you put it the right way, that's a kind of an L, but there you go. Maybe. But, so... So anyway,
we'll take this offline.
Apparently, these two people might be from Game On top of it, so maybe they were sent in to ruin our rep, but it's not hard to ruin our rep. But like Brian Ferger, and people might not know who you are if I say Brian.
It's fair.
He came out and said, and that's my excuse, like, why isn't the patio bar open? Like, that is the quickest response. Like, nobody wants to be inside. I know that I agree that the first week was really, like, kind of crappy weather and rainy, so whatever. Maybe even the second week. But the last 2 weeks have been kind of all right. Open the back bar, and we will stay the hell away from inside. We will be away from the dinner crowd. We're still going to get drunk. That's just a thing that we do. But
pretty sure that's why all of us are there.
Yeah, like football secondary, yeah. Right?
Football is definitely absolutely, secondary. Yeah. Like, we're there to hang out, socialize. We're more about the social part of social co-ed football than we are about the co-ed football.
And what happened on Saturday, again, was ridiculous to me. If you do have a machine inside that plays music and people are singing along, how can you be yelling at people to not sing?
Like, that's what happened? See, like, I don't know that part of the story.
But we're
also
talking
early.
About a place that doesn't want music outside, too.
So, right? So, like,
that's
what
the whole neighborhood, though.
So what do you do? I mean...
So wait, Dave, before you come on, what is that story? Because I had to leave early for a stag, so I don't know exactly what happened there.
So basically, you know how, you know, we play wonderful 90s music, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, some of us belt Celine Dion, things of that nature. Well, we were just singing along.
Did your heart go on?
My heart always goes on.
Your what?
Dark Nights. But people were just singing along to, I believe it was Celine Dion, and April was yelling at them and telling them that they need to be quiet and you can't sing. Now, I mean, of all things in the world that people can do, what is singing doing that's disrupting anything or being disrespectful for that matter?
Should have put on some dinner music, some Sinatra or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... Yes, you're absolutely right. And My Way
that must
by
have been,
Sinatra would have been wonderful.
My Way by Usher would have been better. Anyway,
true.
So basically what happened is they were told not to sing and everybody just kind of said, you know what? Screw it, we're out.
Yeah.
Because I started getting texts saying like, hey, we're, you know, if you come... Because I was thinking about coming back after the stag, even though that wasn't happening. And people were like... Hey, we're going here instead because we were getting yelled at for singing. And I was like, that sounds like us. But at the same time, it's only like 5 o'clock, 5:30. How are we already getting in trouble? And that's because we're inside. None of us, like I said, none of us want to be inside. We all want to be outside. We'll bring a table. We'll sit over by that, you know, pavilion thing and just flip cup and people will play volleyball and we'll just stay away from you. But if we got to come into the building to keep getting alcohol, eventually you're going to walk. Like I'll use me as an example. I walk in to grab like a bucket of beer. Oh, wait, there's Dave. I'm doing a shot with Dave now. Oh, Matty Ice rolls in, and he just drops a hundo, and all of a sudden, everybody at the bar is doing shots. And, like, it just, everybody sticks around then, and then more people come in, and that's how we all get trapped inside the bar, which is exactly what the bar doesn't want.
Though, I don't, I've
never
Well,
you only have those six windows to look out.
A bar
yeah, that's true.
Be more upset about making money in my life.
Well, that's, yeah.
Genuinely. It's not like we're not buying booze if we're inside of the bar.
Exactly, and that's the part that like gets a lot of people upset, and you know, you guys already touched on it a little bit even here. Everybody always points at the fact that it's like, hey, we make you guys, what, $6,000 a Saturday? Like, we should kind of like get preferential treatment over like maybe the 5 people who might not show up to spend $80 a piece on dinner. But at the same time, they're also a business, so like we got to be a little bit respectful. Like,
but aren't we their business on that day?
Yeah.
Like, legitimately?
I agree with you. And I think that the problem comes into the fact where like they're trying to cultivate people that come in every Saturday for the 32 other weeks of the year that we're not there.
And somebody riddle me this. We could leave this podcast right now and go to the Rose Garden and the outside bar is open.
Yeah. Is that true?
So it's open for volleyball throughout the week.
That doesn't make an ounce of sense.
No, I'm not.
Because they don't have
there.
Enough staff, they said. Or what was I was told.
But so
they don't need two bartenders inside if we're open outside.
So, like, well, what sense does that make? You have 600 people, let's say, there on a Saturday between all the teams coming and going, and you don't have somebody out there to open an outside bar?
No, I mean, we'll be fair. Like, not every team sticks around. There's obviously only, you know... Half the league really sticks around, and then even a small percentage of that really, 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 really sticks around.
But that's still 200 to 400 people. You got
I agree with you.
You got 50 teams in the league, 10 people per team at a minimum.
Yeah,
if half of them leave, that's still 250 people who are supporting
and the
your
really,
product.
Really, really stick around. People are spending
hundreds,
a lot of money.
Like I said, Topper and I just spent $750 between the two of us.
That's insanity.
On Saturday.
So I no longer use my joint checking account.
If they're not
going to
have a bartender outside, they should at least have a window, like a walk-up
or a waitress
window,
to like devote it to outside or something.
I like the Dairy Queen window.
Well, if the answer is they don't have enough staff, why, if they can't staff a bartender, why are they staffing a waitress? Just give us the bartender because, you know what, it's the same person. That's fine.
But,
I think the other problem, and like now – we are all adults. We don't need a 700-word email to tell us how, oh, you know, us in the Rose Garden have been friends for so long, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all bullshit that nobody needs to actually read, and I'm pretty sure most people didn't read it. Like, I appreciate the sentiment, but, like, at the same time, all we really need to do is say this. Guys, chill the fuck out a little bit. I think part of the problem is, and I'm playing devil's advocate, because like, I'm on everybody's side here. I think the bar needs to like chill out on us. But at the same time, from the other side of it, it's like, all right, they're trying to make a business. They're trying to do their thing. They don't need a bunch of drunk people just running around making messes all over the place. So there needs to be like, do you have something to say, Jim? I thought you were going to pop right in. Pop right in, buddy. Go.
Yeah, well, because we are saying so many things about the garden, I do. Is it okay if we play their commercial?
No.
So, from authentic Afghan dishes to the culinary delights of Persia, you will experience the very best in Eastern delicacies. All our food is halal, and we have a strict no alcohol policy. Whatever your occasion, visit the Rose Garden Restaurant, situated at 203 High Street, London, NW10 4TE.
Could you imagine if they tried to do a dry week at the Topper Sports League?
Right up until...
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
It would never happen. Because that's what everybody says. The best way to like get at him would be all of us who stick around forever just stand up and go somewhere else. The problem is there's too many people who are just like the casuals who don't give enough of a crap about this little fight that's going on that it's like they'll still stick around. So even if like the main culprits that like drink a lot leave, it's not going to matter. Yeah, I'll raise my hand too. That's
until there's another place for us to go, or until, I don't think it's ever going to change, because at the end of the day, we're in their establishment.
Well, that's it. Business. I think, you know what I think the problem is, Dave? I think that all of us, because like, now I know that me especially, and I know there's a lot of other people in the league, that we spend the entire winter looking forward to April for football to start again. And the bar is a huge part of football for a lot of us. So
there's an award.
It's almost like it's home. Like, in a weird way. Like, we almost feel like we have, like, ownership over the bar a little bit. Even though we totally do not, we're there every week, every Saturday. It's almost like a vacation home, if you think about it. And we've cultivated, like we said, friendships, relationships, marriages, non-friendships. We'll be nice about it. And we walk in there, and we're kind of like, hey, you do what we say. And at the same time, we're wrong. But, like, at the same time, we're right. So it's a really weird line, and, you know, the bar needs to meet us a little bit halfway, I'd say. We'll be outside, and we won't interrupt your dinner crowd. Give us the outside patio. And honestly, I mean, the worst, like, why can't they give us a special or two?
And from working there forever,
you know there's going to be...
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was
you me. Keep thinking Ferger's gym, and I love this.
I'm just looking around. I'm all lost. But, no, from working there forever, I mean, one of the biggest issues that I always felt there, for those of you who didn't know, I bartended there before I played in this league. It's actually what
that's why Lenny calls him second shift, everybody.
But even back then, at that point, we had a little bit more latitude as a bartender to take care of people. And for whatever reason, they have never wanted to cater to what has been
the biggest
moneymaker that they have at that bar. And it's never made sense to me. And again, there's pieces like people banging out in the bathrooms or throwing up in the dining room.
That's a little different. Bit much. Yeah.
I understand that's extraordinarily disrespectful.
Yes.
But singing along or asking you to open your secondary bar is just good business.
Right. That's what I don't get. Like, why would you try to drive away such a moneymaker? I mean,
speak, Meg.
I'm not exactly.
Has anyone been there on a Saturday that we're not playing football?
Yes.
How's the crowd?
It's like, what's it like?
Non-existent.
Eight-ish people.
Okay. So then,
like Lenny would say, there's no other bar around that you can walk in at like a 2 or a 5 o'clock on a Saturday and have it be 3 deep at the bar and everybody's having a great time.
I once worked a Saturday after football where I had one customer from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Exactly.
In there. One.
That's nuts. But that's because it's
then,
a no response.
Sorry, not sorry. I don't care about your dinner customers. Suck
right,
it.
But at
like,
the same, like,
no.
Don't we have to care about their dinner customers, though?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not
because
our place.
They're,
you just said
they're
it.
One,
they need to care about them.
Maybe $100 dinner bill is not going to offset the thousands of dollars that we bring in.
Right.
What about that banquet room off to the side of the patio? Why can't they put them in there?
Why can't they put us in there?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, and then, I thought you meant the
or
dinner
no,
crowd.
The dinner people, too. Slide them in there. Shut the door and...
I mean, that's kind of rude at the same time. Like, why should they change how they run their business just because we want to get drunk inside? The thing is, though, we don't want to get drunk inside.
Right. Just
we want
patio.
To be outside.
Or
we
open that up to us.
Bartender.
Maybe.
People want to sit inside.
I think that's their special room that they don't want us to trash. Well, because,
that nobody's ever in on a Saturday.
It doesn't matter, though, because if you look at the way we leave the fields, and that's another problem, like, clean up after yourselves, people. Like, it's not hard. We have staked garbages everywhere. There's no reason for there to be so many cans and tequila bottles. Bottles and bullshit all over the fields. Like, clean up after yourselves. Like, your parents aren't here. Be adults. That's not hard. Like, just do it. So the way we leave the fields, like, why would they open that to us? Like, they keep that clean on the side for, like, when they actually have an event. Like, why would they trust us to, like, not trash it? Because guess what? We'll probably
Saturday be your prime day for an event? If there's never anybody there on a Saturday,
A prime day for an event. It's called football, and they should just be happy that we're there to basically spend as much money as we can. Like, what are they going to do, kick us out?
Basically, it's two forces meeting in the middle, because they're pissed off that we're inside, but they're not giving us any other option. So, I mean, what else are we supposed to do? Then they get angry if you bring booze from outside, which makes total sense.
Yes, that's okay. Like, that's the thing. Like, this email we got, and I have it on high authority that none of this will ever happen, but all of this threat of suspensions and all this other stuff, like, that's not going to happen if you just get drunk at the bar and are kind of an idiot. Because guess what? That's what everybody else is doing. But there might be some. No, it was not raining Saturday, Jim. So the
booze, maybe.
Like 6 minutes.
And Matt.
Yeah. So the point is, like, don't bring alcohol to the fields. Like, don't, like, and I'm not talking like your moonshine thing. Don't ever stop bringing that to the fields, because that's like a small bottle of, like, whatever that everybody shares. Like, everybody's getting, like, what, a free shot out of it? Like, who cares? The point is, don't bring cases of beer onto the field. Don't bring bottles of liquor. Like,
yes.
Unless it's the 4 o'clock game, which we'll talk about some other time, don't do it. Like, that's not hard. Like, walk up there. Like, we have a contract with them to use their fields specifically because that's what we're there for. To go there, give them their business, and come back out.
Well, and
yeah, I agree. Why don't we have a sponsor?
Now, we don't have a sponsor because Topper hasn't called, like, Blue Light or something.
But they can't throw one deal at us or something?
I don't know.
All the money that's...
No. We talk
buy
about
one,
all
get
the
one pitchers for
now,
a team or
I legitimately,
something. Anything.
I agree
you don't
with
like
you?
Paying $12 for a bucket
And the
of,
worst part...
It's 15 now.
Now, I know that we...
yeah, that's because I stopped buying from them.
Every team fee, part of that goes to the bar. Like, we pay them per team, which I heard. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the guy I know, like, knows what's going on with
we
that.
We pay them for the fields and per team, and we pay them to maintain the fields as well.
Correct. That's why when the grass isn't cut or something, like, Lenny gets kind of mad about it.
So does every team have a tab at the bar?
And
no.
Ass hockey, okay. In the men's room.
No, they just when Topper collects your fee, he gives X amount to.
I thought maybe like Third and Schlong gets, I don't know, $100 a year to go up there and spend it.
No, good luck with that. Gotcha. Good luck with that, pal. But it's just, I know we're going to fight the bar, and we're probably going to fight them every year. I will, like, I'm on everybody's side here. I think they could easily have avoided a lot of the things that went by. But at the same time, I get them from a liability standpoint. I get them where they're saying, like, hey, part of the problem is we don't want you guys to get hyper mega drunk, because guess what? Even though we could Uber home, nobody ever does. Like, there's very...
It's right, $37 to Uber
I do
home
four times
here.
A year.
Well, what's cheaper? $37.
I know. I'm
saying, you know.
I'm saying.
So it cost me 17. So
see, that's because he lives far, far away. Point is, Uber home, people, be safe. A lot of people do get rides from people there. I mean, if you're in like the right Snapchat groups, you'll see everybody picking up their car and laughing at each other, like, "Oh, here's who else is here." And you'll usually see Bacho's car. Anyway,
I live in
just
stop
the patio bar.
I mean,
just open the patio bar.
Open the patio bar is the obvious thing, but. I would like to assume that they're definitely going to do that this weekend. They would be dumb not to with Memorial Day.
So
are they listening?
Why would they?
They were supposed to do it, according to the people that I talked to, it was supposed to be open this past week.
Yeah, and look how well that worked out for everybody.
Yep.
Everybody
so
left
I'm
at
not,
5 o'clock.
I'm not holding my breath that it's going to
well,
be
you
open
le- I mean,
week.
you were so fired up about it, you left it too. But
it was for the best.
This week. It better
been.
Be open.
It really was.
So hopefully things will get better. But for the record, though, I think it's stupid to be told, hey, if you don't stop doing this, you'll be suspended and all this other stuff. Be an adult. Don't fuck in the bathroom. Don't be idiots. Don't puke in the middle of everything. Like, be smart. Like, get drunk.
Puke in
have
the
a great time.
Fuck. In
stay
the
outside.
Middle of
yeah, that's
everything.
Fine. I don't care. Whatever.
All right, cool. Just making sure I got the
they
order
have
right.
They have like 17 right. acres back there. They couldn't find a spot back there anywhere on the field.
I mean, when it's in the heat of the moment,
that's what I don't
you
understand.
You got to do what you got to do.
I mean, the port of
ironically. Now, I haven't been around for the founding fathers of this league, but back when that stuff used to happen on the week, Dave has been around. Now, that banquet room you spoke of, they were kind of busy. They might have messed that room up a few times.
Yeah,
but don't take a black
there might have
to
been
anything in that
multiple
place.
People in that. Banquet room having sex at the same time.
Why'd
at various points back in the day.
How was it, Dave?
I got nothing.
Oh,
I got
that's a shame, buddy.
The Dark Knights Revisited. That's all I got.
You didn't get to play in the Batcave?
I like it. So,
it's a fine Batcave. I mean...
So again, to just finally reiterate, like I said, be adults. Don't be idiots. Have fun. Don't go over the line. Respect the bar, even though, you know, we can make the case that they're jerks too. Respect the bars and just make it easier on everybody.
If we're belting Celine Dion and I ever get told to stop, I'm not doing it.
I agree with you, and nobody should ever tell
because
you to not
follow
your heart.
Because that is not disrespectful
to me.
Which
song was it?
Oh, it's definitely
it was actually
song.
Multiples because people stopped. Like, and they stopped for a while, and then they would start up again. Oh, it was Bye 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 the first time, and then it was Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On the second time.
Why would we want people to be happy and spend
money? And and it's not like you were playing vicious rap songs, or like,
but if
you know,
it's available
or even
on
non-vicious
the jukebox,
rap
then...
Yeah, but I could get it if we're all in there screaming every profanity known to mankind.
Right, but we're not.
Bye Bye Bye, I mean,
it's
a
harmless.
3-year-old
actually,
could be in there.
It's honestly probably very comical to everybody that isn't like some old biddy who's just eating her hamburger.
Well, it's a one person probably complaining.
Well,
there's only
steak.
Like one person there for the dinner hour, so yeah. But I mean, but there are bar regulars who don't show up to the bar on Saturdays during football season. That's just a thing. So they just want us. They just don't want to be liable for us getting in trouble and being too stupid on top of everything else. And I get that. So be respectful. Whatever. That puts us at about an hour. So we're gonna get rolling into final thoughts. Boots, you gonna say anything? Nope, she's not saying anything. She just looked at me like, oh my god, I can't believe you just said something to me. So Scott, it's all on you, buddy. Your final thoughts.
Do we still do our number one star of the week?
Actually, you know what? Go right ahead. Favorite. You do me your number one star of the week.
Yeah, number one star
English
of the week?
Yeah.
It's got to be us. I mean,
there it is.
2-0 last week.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. My least favorite, or my, what was it called before? What do we call it before?
Your not star of the week?
Star of the week.
He's come up with dumb
There's a guy on our team who comes and goes as he pleases. I'm not going to say his name, but I'd say that would probably be our LVP of the week.
Okay, yeah, the
oh,
LVP,
actually,
that's
my,
what it was.
My
MVP
top star is whoever keeps voting for us in the web poll.
You mean your entire team,
is.
And you're just
you're welcome. Stuck in a ballot box?
I only voted 46 times last week.
I love it. Dave, let's go to your MVP, LVP.
My MVP of the day is, let's see, I'm going to go with my entire team, to be honest.
I'm going to touch on your team, too.
Because my team just, they went out, they partied, we won, we partied harder, and then we won. That's all that really matters.
And then we lost.
Yes.
And we lost.
We lost, but we're used to that. We're good at disappointing Joe.
Solid argument.
My LVP of the day has to go to the bar. I'm not going to lie. The Rose Garden lost the day in my book. Open the outside patio. That's all I got.
There you go. Meg, who's your MVP of the week and your LVP of the week? Just come up with some shit. It's fine.
I don't really feel like I'm involved enough anymore. I'm just drunk all
the
time.
The guy from
all
Dilly Dilly?
MVP is going to be our new team mascot, Colt. I don't know if you've seen
the
adorable
little puppy.
Love him. LVP, I guess I'll go with myself. I dropped the ball.
I literally
dropped the balls this week.
I love it.
Finally.
All right.
They dropped.
Ferger, let's get to you. MVP, LVP.
My MVP is Lou, because I'm pretty positive he
saved
my
life.
Because I was running pretty hot over something that didn't need to be worried about.
Would you have given it to the guy? Like,
no, he would have.
Yeah.
Well, you might have got one. He would have got one in, and then it would have been.
That's all right.
Ass hockey?
What about your LVP?
My LVP is the dude who threw the ball in the back of the end zone.
That's really
just
shit.
Classless.
I hate that so
rude.
Much.
I'm good with being shit talked to. I'm good with all that other stuff, but don't make a fun day a shitty day that quickly.
I hear you. I guess that brings it to me. My MVP is actually you, because you came up with Pink Starburst Moonshine. And I don't know how your brain came up with that one, but it was the best. It was your best one yet, and I can't wait to see what else you do for us.
You're welcome.
My LVP of the day is going to be Topper, and it's okay. It's okay, because he's not going to listen to this, so I'm okay. But Topper got really hammered.
Sorry, guys.
He pulled what I'll call a Dave Walter and got mad at the bar when they refused him a shot.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's straight from him. And then he went out to play one of the worst football played games in the history of English, like I just screwed it up, but that's
fine.
Oh,
no.
Yes, Lenny. Topper didn't have a good day, but I can't be mad at him because I didn't have a good day in that game, and you know what? Neither did anybody else that wasn't female anyway. So that was a rough time. But that brings us to final thoughts now, because you brought me to MVP LVP, so I need you to give me your final thoughts on anything you want, Scott.
Anything?
Anything. I don't care. It's your final thought.
We're 5-0.
Boom. Done. Awesome. Somebody good.
Drop the mic.
I love it. Dave, what do you got for me, buddy?
Dilly dilly. Be better.
Yeah, that's...
Stop sucking and being assholes.
Yeah,
that's all I got
for you. Our league doesn't have room for that. I agree with you on that. That's rough. If people are throwing balls to the end zone because the clock's running. That's
garbage. They should have stopped
some hockey. I like the guys, though, so I'm just...
Maybe. I don't know them, and like I said, there's two sides
of
every story.
I don't know them well enough to...
But if they really did just say, oh, this clock's still running, chucked your ball away, that should have been a flag, and the ref should be an LVB, too. Meg, your final thoughts.
I'm the captain.
Don't take the 200 pounds of feathers. Don't do it.
Meg has been laughing about that joke for the last 45 minutes, and it's been
so
spectacular.
It's gonna be
She's been wiping tears. Oh, she's dehydrated. I love it. Brian, my buddy, what do you got for me?
I think that Ron Weber is still probably the most underrated player. For a big guy, he's
great.
Probably the most athletic
one. He's everything I aspire to be in my life. Like, he's a great dude, and I'll give you that. Ron is awesome. As for me, you know, everybody who listens to this podcast should know, and if you don't, that most of the stuff we say about other players are tongue-in-cheek. We don't actually not like anybody, unless they're, like, complete D-bags, like, whatever. And recently it was brought to light to me that something we did on the podcast actually hurt the feelings of somebody in our league. And it was at my friend Carl's wedding. Carl from Sticky Bandits got married, and I was hanging out with some of the Sticky Bandits, and I was talking with Alex, the quarterback for Sticky Bandits / Titans in Motion. And we were talking about the podcast and everything, and he said that he stopped listening. And I was like, Alex, what's wrong? And like, why'd you stop listening? Like, what do we do? You know, how can we fix it? And he said that he stopped listening when we made fun of when his rabbit died before the championship game. And now to us, yeah, okay, it was a rabbit, it didn't mean anything, whatever, we joked about it a lot, but Alex is a good dude, and his rabbit died, and he was actually upset that we made fun of it. It actually hurt him. It'd be the same thing if I lost my dog. And when I related to that, I realized, yeah, we were kind of jerks about that. Now, I shook his hand and apologized to him face-to-face, but I'll do it over the air, too. We made a mistake, we should have respected the situation a little bit more, and we didn't do that. So because of that, we lost a listener, which kind of hurts my feelings, and we hurt other people's feelings, and I don't want to ever have that happen again. So we were wrong, and Alex, once again, I'm sorry, buddy. So that's all we got for this week. I will see you guys at the field on Saturday. Keep it real. Be happy. Don't piss off the bar.